Good evening. From the wires of the Associated Press and the WDIS newsroom, here is 5 minutes of the latest news. Staff Sergeant Gridley reporting. A group of merchants at a shopping mall in Orlando, Florida, put on a drive to get pennies from penny pinchers. The merchants offered $1.25 for every 100 pennies turned in. Pennies were hauled to the mall in wheelbarrows, grocery carts, cigar boxes, jars, little red wagons, paper bags, and baby carriages. When the penny exchange closed for the weekend, 2.5 million pennies had been collected, counted, and sacked by automatic machines. An armored truck carried away $25,000 in pennies. More news in just a minute, but first, this word from Special Services. How would you like to spend this weekend fishing? Special Services can provide you with all the equipment for an exciting weekend of fishing, everything from lures and bait to poles and reels. Along with this, a few tips on where to catch the big ones. You don't have to be a professional to enjoy fishing. Contact your nearest Special Services Center and make the arrangements. Both mother and daughter dressed up in a brown jacket and shoes for the birthday party. Take the bridge across the river to the big old house with several thick trees. When men go singing in the rain, they often end up coughing and sneezing all night. Do you like chocolate sauce poured over many scoops of ice cream, such as vanilla? The director said every actor always asks if they can audition for television again. I've been a videographer for 5 years now, and as much as I've enjoyed the diversity of the many options my career field offers, I'm really looking forward to tackling some of the new challenges offered by the merger with broadcasting. I know there will be more slots overseas to go to. I'd really like to get out there and explore the world and, you know, try to develop a few new talents as well. Video has been a lot of fun. It's challenged me in a lot of different areas, creatively and artistically. But I'm also looking to develop some other areas as well. On-air broadcast looks like it would be a pretty good challenge. And being single, not really having any ties to the community beyond what I've developed in my Air Force career, it's kind of easy for me to go just about anywhere. So I'm looking forward to that. This merger looks like, I know a lot of people will probably not be too excited about having to move around, but I definitely am.